1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Coming up, we have Bob Bakian doing a news report and also Scared Straight, the McDonald's edition on The Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to, is this Logan? Logan?
My grandpa.
Is this Logan?
Yeah, my grandpa wants,
Okay, what is this kid, bud?
He wants to talk about his grandpa.
You talking about your grandpa?
Yeah, my grandpa says that George Bush looked like a monkey dancing around in a tuxedo at the inauguration. And my grandpa says that Michael Powell quit his job with the FCC so he can go on food stamps with the rest of the black peoples.
Okay.
And my grandpa says he wishes they would outlaw abortion so he could go back to his old job with the coat hangers and ether rags. And my grandpa...
All right, Logan, is your grandpa there?
I'm about the FBI.
My grandpa says the FBI is looking for some chinks in Boston because they might be terrorists. But then grandpa says he's worried about the chinks anyway before the FBI has been.
All right, that's all. Hang up.
Logan.
Okay, bye.
Logan, I want...
This kid calls every week. What do you want me to do?
1-800, Michael Powell quit his job with the FCC so he can go on food stamps with the other blacks. Speaking of black people, bud, where's your pal?
He's in the bathroom right now.
Let me ask you a question with all due respect, bud. You don't like black people, and yet you're hanging out with this guy. Why?
Because he's a football player. He plays in the National Football League.
What difference does that make? He's still black.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Wait a minute. Shut up. Here he comes.
You're out of seat covers in the bathroom. I thought I'd let you know.
Yeah. It's nice to have you here, Mr. O'Dell. Your name is Lanson?
Yeah, that's right. My name is Lanson O'Dell.
It's not Lance. I guess people make that mistake.
No, it's not Lance. I'll tell you right now, the reason why I don't like the name Lance is because it was shared by some of the football players in the past who had some, bad reputations,
You'd like Lance Rensel. I know he exposed himself.
Yeah, Lance Rensel exposed himself to a little girl. I don't play that at all. I don't want to have that mistaken identity, about that. And a lot of my friends, I will tell you this much, as long as you're interviewing me, I have a lot of teammates in the National Football League that don't like a lot of the whites, other white players. They might have a problem with them. I don't have any problem with anybody. I've got no problem with people. I take everybody as they come on an individual basis, But I just don't want to be called Lance because it...
Sounds like a white man's name.
Is that what you think? It sounds like a white guy's name?
It sounds like a white guy's name, and it's also sound like, Lance Rensel and some of these people who I personally do not have a high regard for, is all. But I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, like Sir Lancelot sounds gay.
Yeah, it does. It sounds a little effeminate. But I want to ask you a question. I saw you pushing a lot of buttons and everything. What is that about? Right here?
Yeah, this is my broadcast console, and this is what I, this is my mic pot.
Yeah. You say that's a mic pot, like a volume.
Yeah, that's like a volume fader. We call it in the business, we call it a pot, but it's like a fader. It's a mic fader. I got faders for my Digicart machines, and these are all the things I play sound effects with.
What's this?
What's that do? You just hit a gong.
You hit a button there and made a gong sound.
Is that right?
Yeah, don't hit that button, okay, man, because it's...
Yeah, this one right here.
They're a bit less than a Chinaman.
But anyway, that's what I'm trying to do when I want to get into broadcasting. Perhaps I want to get in broadcast. I'm not sure.
All right, so please don't hit the buttons anymore, Lanson, okay?
All right. This one here, turn off your microphone.
Don't touch that microphone button. But get him out of here, please, because messing everything.
That's cool, you know. You're saying.
Just get your hand.
Hey, I don't, man. Don't, no white man puts his hand.
Get, I'll get him out of here. Get him out of here, will you?
Isn't that great? He's in the National Football League.
You know, you're really a hypocrite. You know that?
What are you talking about?
All the time you're talking about black people. You don't like them. You don't like them being around you. You're all scared of them and stuff, and you're hanging around with this guy. Why? Because he's got bread?
No. You know what? You're being a racist.
I'm being a racist. You're the guy that says he doesn't like black folks.
I didn't say I don't like all of them.
Yeah, just the ones that ain't famous.
Well, the ones that are famous, it's fun.
What's fun? And that guy ain't even famous. He's some jive dude. What is he, a free agent from the what?
He played for the Baltimore Ravens.
Woo! Did he really? You're a real hypocrite, Dickman. 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're racist. You said jive dude.
That ain't racist. Now look at this. Now I got to answer this phone call.
That's because you're telling me stuff.
Yeah, David.
What's going on now?
He brought in some guy. I don't know who this guy is.
Lanson O'Dell. The guy played for the Baltimore Ravens.
So?
Well, can't you show the man a little bit of respect? What? All I hear you doing is giving the tar a hard time.
And, well, look at the guy came in here, and he wants to get into broadcasting, and he was a free agent, and he's popping on buttons, and he's pushing the sound effects buttons, and he's screwing the show up. So I told Bud to get him out of here, right?
Yeah.
Then I asked Bud, how come he's such a hypocrite?
Why?
Why did I ask him that, or why?
Well, no, why do you think he's a hypocrite?
Because he doesn't like black people. How many times have you told him to go to racial sensitivity training?
Oh, well, that's okay. My guy's entitled to his opinion. And besides, he's hanging out with a black guy tonight.
Well, that's the whole point. I was asking him, what are you hanging out with this black guy for when every other black guy you don't like?
Why do you got to pick everything apart, for God's sake? Just let the guy come in. You know, this guy can help us. He's big time. He could get us Super Bowl tickets.
I don't care.
Why?
Because I don't want to go to Jacksonville.
Oh, so that's it. You got your nose in the air, huh? Mr. I'm too good for Florida, is that it?
No, man, I don't want to go to Jacksonville. I don't mind Florida. It's just the Jacksonville part I don't dig.
What's the matter with Jacksonville?
It's too redneck.
What a racist.
You see what I mean, what an idiot he is?
Why?
What's that got to do with being a racist?
Look, I got to go, and you know, I got to pick my wife up at the airport. Would you two idiots please get along?
He's coming back in, so shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up on my show. Oh, how you doing, Mr. O'Dell?
I'm good. Bathroom smells in here.
Sorry. All right, so you can just sit there and watch as I do my show, okay?
Yeah, that's good. I do want to make a statement at this time that I'm not interested in doing a radio show as much as I want to do TV, you know.
I understand.
And do a...
Like what they do on Fox Sports?
Yeah, I like a guy I play with Shannon Sharp. You know, he's got a job. See, I still got a lot of years left as a running back because I come off the ball pretty good. I catch the ball out of the backfield. I didn't fit into Billy's system that good, but I'm going to try to catch on another team. But until then, I want to, you know, maybe do some television, something like that.
Well, I mean, good luck to you. It's a hard...
He wants to know if you know anybody.
What?
He wants to, do you know anybody?
In TV?
Yeah, do you know anyone in the television sports broadcast?
I don't really, man. I mean, I don't know.
You said you met Howie Long.
I met Howie Long for 5 seconds.
What about Mo Zucker?
What do you mean, Mo Zucker? You mean Jeff Zucker? That guy don't do sports.
Well, anybody you can introduce me to, I'd certainly appreciate it.
I'll see what I can do, but I don't know anybody in sports.
What about the lady over at Fox? What invited you to go look at Howie Long?
To go look at Howie Long? What is he, an ape in a cage now?
Now you're being racist.
What do you mean, an ape?
No, it's the way this idiot puts stuff. I didn't go and look at Howie Long. I went and saw the pregame show of Fox. The lady that invited me is the production coordinator. Her name's Anita something. She ain't no executive, and she doesn't do any hiring, okay? Quit pressing me, bud.
I told him you knew people.
Excuse me, Mr. O'Dell, could you perhaps enjoy a cup of coffee or something?
Certainly, I'll go get myself. Yeah, thank you.
Come here for a minute.
Don't hit me.
We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And now the Phil Hendry Show presents Scared Straight, the McDonald's edition.
Yeah? What do you want?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you heard me. I did my car.
What do you want?
Yes, sir. Is it? Are you the drive-through?
Yes, I'm the. Am I the drive? No, I'm not the drive-through. I'm not the drive-through. Okay. I'm just some guy sitting here on a microphone, sitting in a room all by myself with a headset on, and there's no restaurant here. There's nothing. You gonna order what?
Yeah. Hi. Could I get...
Hi.
Could I get a... I want to get the quarter pounder with cheese. Can I get the double?
Okay, quarter pounder with cheese.
Did you hear me?
I hear you. Look, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to come out of this booth, I'm going to go down to your car, and I'll kick your ass. You want that? How about that? How about if you order one ass-kicking with a Coke and French fries? Go ahead, say that.
Well, I don't want...
Say it! Then I'll get the rest.
I'd like...
Say it.
I'd like to get one ass kicking.
Are you laughing at me? Next. Get the next car.
Oh, wait a minute.
Get the next car. Welcome to McDonald's. What do you want?
Hi. We want... Shut up, kids.
Oh, Jesus. A car full of kids. Just as I thought.
Well, what kind of language is that?
Listen, sister. Order. Order fast. And then move on, because the sooner you and those kids and that whole thing you're driving are out of my sight, the better off I'm going to be and the better day I'm going to have. Now, what do you want?
Well, you know what? I just think I'm going to go to Jack in the Box.
Oh, I'm really threatened by that. I'm so threatened. They're going to go to Jack in the Box and get ptomaine poisoning. Have a nice day. Go get your freaking sourdough, Jack. Bug off.
Well, wait a minute.
I said to bug off. I'm not taking your order now, and I'm not letting you in the restaurant. Daddy, lock the doors. You see some fat broad with four kids? Don't let them in. Next.
Yes, sir. I want to get some lunch, please.
Oh, could you yell a little bit louder? I can't hear you. And would you make your accent thicker, please?
Yes, can you hear me now?
No, I need you to yell louder.
Okay, how's this?
You suck. Next.
Hi. Do you still have the coupons for the bonus jack?
Bonus jack, huh? Wrong restaurant. Now, you just screwed up.
I'm sorry. I thought...
No, you just screwed up. I don't want to talk to you. Next.
Yeah, do you sell the USA Today?
Next.
Hi. Can I get a large Coke? That's all I want.
No, you can't.
I'm sorry?
I said, no, you can't.
Why not?
Because if you're coming in here with your cheap-ass attitude for one large Coke, go over to the 7-Eleven, get a big jug of that Mountain Dew or Jolt, and don't bother me. I'm not just selling you one Coke.
And no ice.
No ice? Tell you what I'll do. I'll pee into a cup. Now get out.
Hi, I want to order one of those ice cream swirly schmiss kebab. I don't know what it's called.
Well, you better get the name right before I give it to you.
I'm sorry?
I said get the name right before I give it to you.
I want to get... McDonald's has these swirly ice cream deals. That's what I want.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Well, then you don't get it.
And I want it with nuts and fruit.
Yeah, I'll give it to you with nuts. Don't even worry about that. What's it called?
I don't know.
Get out of here, then.
Well, I want the...
I said to get out. Next.
Can we get... two double cheeseburgers, a large order of fries, and a Coke?
Chinaman. Yeah, okay. Pull around to the front. That'll be $300.
Well, I'm not going to pay that.
Well, then you don't get to eat, do you? Next.
Is this thing on?
No, it's not.
I'd like a chicken Caesar salad and a fajita and a Big Mac, no lettuce.
That's too complicated. Get something better.
I said I want a chicken salad.
Too complicated. And by the way, I don't want to give you that. You look like some fat tub of guts. What are you, trying to go do the chicken Caesar salad? Then you want to load along the lard, you fat ass.
Hi, can I get two apple pie?
No.
I want to get two apple pies for a dollar, and I'd like to get...
How about two black eyes for a dollar? I quit.
Hello? 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 I have a coupon. It says buy one, get one free cheeseburgers. Hello?
One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. So it's very nice to have you in the studio here, Mr. O'Dell, but I do have to continue the show that I'm doing, and so if you wouldn't mind just leaning over me and breathing on me like that.
I just want to see what, now what you just did right there, you had a microphone and everything?
Yeah, just don't lean on me. Bud, back him off.
Yeah.
All right, time to take a look at some items in the news here in the Phil Henry program. FCC Chair Michael, FCC Chair Michael Powell to quit. Michael Powell, who opposed tight regulation of telecommunications but backed unprecedented fines for broadcast indecency, announced he's resigning. He's held the job for 4 years. He said in a statement that he informed President Bush he would depart in March. You know, one of the reasons why this guy's leaving is because his tenure's been very unpopular, but it's not going to change anything, I don't think. You know, they're still going to fine radio stations and let television get away with bloody murder. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it will continue to be. Future of Roe v. Wade uncertain on anniversary. You know, I'm getting so tired of this story, I could almost just, I can imagine a meal I want to throw up. Are you kidding me or what? Roe versus Wade is never going to get overturned. It's as safe and secure, it's as safe and secure as gold bullion at Fort Knox, however safe and secure that is. It ain't going to get overturned. Why don't you guys find something else to write about? Forget it. Future of Roe v. Wade uncertain. Bullcrap. Women are going to be legally accessing abortions if they need them from now until the end of time. Do you understand? Or until they find some other way to control, you know, fertility beyond abortions. But they'll never, ever overturn Roe versus Wade. It ain't going to happen. And you want to know why you keep seeing this story? Because the people in the news gathering organizations have absolutely dropped the ball in finding real news. They don't have any clue as to what it is they're doing anymore. They don't know how to find news. They don't know where to look for news. It's all around them. All they got to do is walk out their front door. But because they haven't got an idea as to what is real news, they got to keep going back to this stuff. Roe versus freaking Wade. Oh, my God. First of all them pro-life nuts, they're done. All of these pro-choice cats, they're bored. There's nothing to do, right? The best shot these guys ever took, if you'll pardon the expression, was when they were out there murdering abortion doctors, okay? That didn't do anything. They sure as hell ain't going to get this thing overturned. I don't give a crap if Bush puts, if he puts Edwin Drood on the Supreme Court bench, if he puts that old cranky man from It's a Wonderful Life in there. Who was that guy? Mr. Powell or whatever.
Old Man Potter.
Old Man Potter. I don't care if he's the head of the freaking Supreme Court. It ain't going to get overturned. President Bush has an ethical obligation, said Randall Terry. Boy, there's a guy that probably sits around on bowling night wondering what happened to all of his friends. He's not even interesting anymore. The whole thing is, it's done. It's done. So, the next big controversy that we're going to have, I think the next big controversy, can you go to school completely naked all 5 days or just on Tuesdays? That's the next big thing that we're going to have to argue about. Are you allowed to show your genitals to classmates all 5 days of the week or just twice a week? See, in other words, the culture's moving on. Group objects to college's passion film ban. A community college is drawing criticism for banning a Christian student organization from showing the film The Passion of the Christ. Hey, why don't you go find it on your own time, man? I'll tell you what you do. Go to the movie theater, spend your $8 like the rest of us did, and go see the movie then. You ain't going to show this on campus. Showing it for free when I got to rent it? Showing it for free when I got to buy it? Why, you lousy, stinking, no-good, thieving bastards.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're going to get to Bob Bakian now. Bob is with us over Washington, D.C. The news did break today, Bob, about the resignation of Michael Powell. And I made a little comment about it here earlier. Michael Powell has left. The things aren't going to change, are they?
Well, I don't know, Phil, whether things are going to change in the Federal Communications Commissioner. Now, this is Bob Bakian over the Federal Communications Commission office building in Washington, D.C., where Michael Powell announced today that he is going to be stepping down as the chairman of the FCC. And one can only speculate that Mr. Powell's days as FCC chairman lame duck will be spent probably just clearing out an office. But the report that we had today is that Michael Powell has resigned so he can go on food stamps like other black people. This is Bob Bakian reporting for the Phil Hendry Show. All right.
All right. Thanks a lot. So there you have it. What, bud? I don't want to take his call right now. You tell him to wait.
He wants to talk.
Anyway, there you have it, Mike. Yeah, David?
Didn't you already do that material?
What?
About Michael Powell resigning so he can go on food stamps like other blacks. Didn't you already do that?
With the Logan Benson bit.
Then what are you coming back with Bakian? Get Bakian back on the line.
What do you mean?
Get him back on the line!
Bud, get him on the two-way.
All right. Hey, Bob Bakian, this is Bud. Over.
Look at David.
I don't want to talk about it. You guys doing the material once, that's fine.
Bob Bakian, this is Bud. Over.
But you guys doing it twice.
Here he is.
Yeah, David. Is that you, Bakian? Right here, this is Bob Bakian. What is it with you, Michael Powell, stepping down to go on food stamps like a black man? Well, David, I was told to use that material by Mr. Hendry because it went over so well in the Logan Benson bit.
Aha!
So you did put him up to it.
I thought we could repeat it. You know, and
what did I tell you about repeating material in the same freaking day?
Well, I thought that we got a laugh out of it.
You got a laugh out of who? Look at Bakian, and you're reporting to be a news reporter, right?
Well, look, I do want to expand my role in the show, doing a little bit of comedy. You know, I used to work in a comedy.
I don't want to listen to your bull crap. I hope that helicopter crashes. And as for you, Hendry, I want you in...
I know. Your office at 10 o'clock tonight, and I'll wait there all night until you get in on Monday.
Right. That's what I was going to say. That's very good. Can I go now? No, I want you flying around until you run out of gas. Wait a minute. Like I said, fly around until you run out of gas.
Philly's got to be kidding, right, Philly?
David, you're not serious.
No, I'm dead serious. He flies around till he runs out of gas.
David, that means I'm going to crash.
You got it. Well, David, I don't think I can do that. Like I said, to fly around until you run out of gas, or you're fired.
Look at David. Let's be reasonable.
Get him off the line. This is Bob Bacon. Is he done?
Yes.
Now, you listen to me, and you listen good. The Michael Powell bit about going on food stamps because he's black is funny one time. Twice, especially with that nut Bakian. And that guy couldn't be funny. I'm telling you, he would be funny if he had big shoes and a rubber nose. Now, I want that freaking guy up there until he crashes. Do you understand?
You're going to kill a man because he isn't funny?
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to be the first.
Good idea, Mr. Hall. I like that.
Shut up. You see what I'm saying, Phil? It's when I put you've ruined my Friday night.
Can I talk to Bob?
What are you going to talk to him about?
I just want to... Bob, are you there?
I'm right here.
Are you still flying around?
Yeah, he told me to.
Look, you can land if you want to.
Is that Bakian?
That's what's left of Bakian.
Good.
You just killed a man.
I didn't kill any...
You told him to fly around until he crashed. Told him to fly around until he ran out of gas, didn't you?
Now, wait a minute, Henry. You can't put this on...
I'm putting it on you! I ain't going into your office at 10 o'clock. I'm coming to your office at 10 o'clock on Monday morning, and then I'm going to kill you. That's right.
Wait a second.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to put my hands around your neck, and I'm going to squeeze until you're dead. You killed a man tonight, Hall. Killed him dead. And now you're going to pay.
Henry, those are fighting words. Those are court-martial words, and I got a witness.
I heard it all, Mr. Hall.
That's right.
Well, then let him hear this loud and clear so there's no mistaking it. You play the gutless wonder one more time, and I'll take this grenade and shove it down your throat and pull the pin.
Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Bob Bakian reporting.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, I get email from people about a variety of things, and since I'm the reason why I'm mentioning email is I'm answering my email now. I used to put it through Janice, or I would have it go through Chris, but I've taken a workload of those guys having to deal with email and taking it on myself. Chris does a lot of writing for us now. And so I am able to go through some of it and answer some of the questions, and there's a lot of interesting comments from people. But one here, I want to address this guy. Brian Morrissey is a U.S. Army sergeant, and he says, I am now able to enjoy some of life's finer things, because the guy, I guess, is slowing down his Army career. He's asking me about tequila. Now, occasionally on our program, we do, in fact, don't we have tequila theme music, bud?
We do. I'll go find it, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. That's a better use of your talent than squealing the hall about stuff that's going on in this studio. In any event, this guy, Mr. Morrissey is, or I say Sergeant Morrissey, is asking, he says, I'm now drawn to some of life's finer things, good cigars, quality wine, and now I'm drawn to top shelf tequila by your recommendations. Now, I don't know anything about wine. I want you to know that right now. That ain't the tequila music, you jackass.
Well, that's the only Mexican music.
Where's the tequila music? You know, the Clint Eastwood crap.
This is Mexican.
Get out of here with that. It sounds like the... If I was doing an hour about that stuff with the worm in the bottom of the bottle, and now it's time for Mezcal Hour. There you go. That's the stuff, man. Time now for Tequila Talk. Now, as we've often said on this program, tequila being a, you know, tequila is probably the best liquor you're going to drink. If you're a liquor drinker. Excuse me. If you enjoy, I shouldn't say if you're a liquor drinker. That sounds stupid. If you enjoy spirits, the best thing you can possibly, the purest of them all. Okay, you can kill it now, bud. The purest of all of them. Well, you don't have to cut it. You can fade it. Well, now you can just get it out of here. The purest of all is tequila. It is made from the blue agave cactus. You should always get any tequila. See, tequila should be technically 100% agave. If it's not, then it's not really tequila. That's number one. Number two, there's three kinds. There's blanco, or silver, if you will, reposado, and añejo. It's kind of like the three different makes of a, you know, like you got the Jaguar XJR, Jaguar XJ8, the Jaguar XKR. But they're all Jaguars. Well, the same thing. You have the tequila, añejo, reposado, and blanco. And the blanco is the youngest, and the reposado is the medium oldest, and then the añejo is the oldest. All right. So, I recommend añejo because it's very flavorful, or blanco. Personally, I don't like reposado. It tastes like it's either not ready or it's... I just don't like it. But drink whatever the hell it is you want, but you don't want to spend your money on crap. Don Julio, in my opinion, is the best. And I've had all of them. I've had the Cabo, man. I've had the Porfirio, Patron, all of the ones, everybody, you know, the Don, what's his ass, Don Felipe. Just because it's called Don something, man, don't mean it's good. Don Julio, that guy's okay. Don Felipe, he must have been, I don't know what he was making it with, rags? He was, I think he was straining it through with torpedo juice. Yeah, they probably didn't like him. Don't you ever make the mistake of saying I'm Don Felipe. You're Don Julio, right?
Yes, I'm Don Julio. Don Felipe is a bastard. He's the bastard son of pigs.
Oh, if he's the bastard son of pigs, he can't possibly make good tequila.
That's right.
All right. Okay, so anyway, I happen to like it, but I think that Cabo Wabo's fine in a pinch. Patron is okay in a pinch. But look, if you're going to drink tequila, drink something good. And just because, the other thing you want to know is this. Don't ever go after a tequila because it comes in a groovy-looking bottle. These guys these days are making these tequilas that come packaged in the bottle with the cactus in it, and it's got a little, you know, like a brass banderette, like Tres Generaciones. I wouldn't serve that to my worst enemy. Okay? Am I clear? Thank you. I get more people, hey, have you ever tried Tres Generaciones? Yeah, I know. It comes in a really cool-looking bottle. It's got the three guys on it, and sometimes they give you free shot glasses with it. I think the stuff tastes like pee. All right?
Well, how do you know what pee tastes like?
See, I knew you'd have to ask me that. I don't like it. Now, the other thing you want to do with tequila is you want to drink it straight. You do not want to have it with anything other than in a glass, in a shot glass if you want, in a snifter if you want. You know, like an old brandy snifter, you can drink tequila like that. Another thing that I would recommend, you drink it straight during the winter months and the spring and the fall months. If it's really hot out, I would recommend it on the rocks sometimes. It's fantastic, especially silver on the rocks in the summertime. Unbelievable. It's great. Don't do the lime and the salt and that crap. That's what college boys do. That's what boys do, okay? Because they can't take the taste of it. So they got to slam it down with lime and salt and then squint and go, ooh! And then in about 2 hours, they're vomiting all over their girlfriend. Is that you, Chris? Come on, man.
I can't do it, dude.
Well, you sip it. The other thing is tequila's to be sipped. Like a cognac, you sip a cognac. Is there any liquor in the world that you slam? Would you take a 20-year-old scotch and go, okay, ready, brah? You know, I mean, 20-year-old scotch, I think I'd like to enjoy it. I don't know about anybody else. You sit there slamming that crap. Yeah, I would recommend slamming Jose 1800 because the only way to keep that stuff down is to slam it down. If you got to sit there and think about what you're drinking, you'll break down and weep like a baby. So I would not slam it. You sip it. You drink it straight. And if you want to chase it with a beer, that's nice. I wouldn't recommend anything other than a Heineken, personally. I wouldn't drink a Corona with it. I'm nothing against Corona. I don't want to drink a crappy beer if I'm drinking a nice tequila. All right, so there you have it. Now, the other thing that you might want to do, as I mentioned before, is to get a hold of this stuff called Sangrita. Not Sangria, Sangrita. And this is a lime, orange, and tomato-based drink that's a chaser. And it's really good, and it's just a really great thing to chase your tequila with. You know, take a sip of tequila, take a little sip of this stuff. All right, cool, good. Sergeant, you got it, baby? Don Julio Blanco Tequila, Don Julio Añejo. And then the other one that's really good, but very expensive, and, you know, every so often you might want to buy a bottle of this stuff. It's about $110 a bottle. It's called Tesoro Paradiso. It is a cognac-aged tequila. When I say it's cognac, it's aged in oak barrels the same way cognac is. It's really delicious. It's very expensive. I don't really buy maybe a bottle a year of this stuff. It ain't bad to have at Christmas time or something, you know, pass it around to really good friends. But you can't go wrong with the old Blanco, baby. And if I find anything better, I will tell you about it, but I haven't found anything better. And Patron is fine, great, good for you. You know, they've got it in the store and it's all locked up. You got to go ask the manager for the key, you know. But I got Vons, my local Vons, I got them to stock Don Julio. Lady said to me, they finally got the Don. I said, I'm shopping here forever now, man. Because every time I walk in there, they got that Patron. I go, do you got anything like that's good? No offense, Patron. So there you go. Thanks so much for the email, Sergeant Morrissey. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Chris was telling me during a break that he walked into some liquor store one night. It's about 3 a.m. Guy behind the counter had about a 4-day growth of beard and said, try this. No. The guy gave you some tequila in a horse-shaped bottle, and he said that that was the best. It could very well be, to each his own. And if I find it, I'll drink it. I don't know what it is that the guy gave you, but... To my experience, the Don Julio baby is what I've enjoyed. But if I find some horse head shaped crap, sure, I'll try it out. Every time somebody recommends to me a tequila that they say is better than Don Julio, it isn't. I'm just telling you for me, but you can't go wrong. Especially people that don't know anything about tequila and keep getting ripped off because they go to the store and they buy a really groovy looking bottle. God, you're paying so much money for the packaging, man, and you're not getting anything for your money. Don Julio just comes in a little tiny round bottle. Go to Mexico, too. If you're anywhere near the border, people listening in Texas, California, Arizona, go down south of the border, down Mexico way, baby, and get the stuff down there. You're going to get it for $20 a bottle. It's $50 up here. So that's another beautiful thing. On top of that, they generally stock the sangrita down in Mexico, and here in the States, they don't know from it. Although I talked to this chick that works the liquor thing over at Vaughn's, and she said she'll order it for me. Listen to me. I'm talking about... And she also said she'll get the green bananas in, too. God. All right, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry website is www.philhenryshow.com. And be sure to visit our website soon because we're going to be undergoing a little bit of a facelift there. I think you're going to like the new look. We're very, very grateful to our listeners and to our affiliate Jolt in Tucson for inviting us to do a signing out there. We will be there on February the 5th, and we're very excited and very thankful and grateful to be visiting with you guys. And on January the 28th, it's an all-request show, so be sure you have your request ready. You can call us. Do not email us on that day. We do take email requests, though, at phs@philhenryshow.com, and we get to them as very quickly as we can. We do have hundreds that are kind of backlogged, but sometimes we move people up on the list when it's something we can get to pretty quick. If you want something that's like 100 years old, man, we'll look for it, but I can't guarantee it's going to be getting on anytime soon. You need a backstage pass. I got an email from a guy today. He said, can you tell me, I heard an hour, it's just so wonderful. Direct me where I can go to get this. I don't want to buy a subscription to your website, right? So I emailed him back and I said, rot's a ruck, schmuck. Yeah, right, man. Why don't you go to Kwanzaa or Kaza or whatever the hell that thing is that bootlegs the crap out of it. What's that thing called?
Kazaa.
Yeah. Thanks to Lloyd Bonafide for being with us tonight, talking about flipping women off in traffic. Herb Sewell and his new book is The Bush Legacy, How Bush Makes Fart Noises in Church. Bud's friend, Mr. Lanson O'Dell, good luck to you, sir, in your football and broadcast endeavors.
Thank you very much. It's very interesting watching your show.
Also, Bob Bakian, who, rest in peace, Bob, his chopper blew up when he was told to fly until it ran out of gas. And David G. Hall, who's a real...
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.